Good morning and welcome to our Thanksgiving service. Please take your Mennonite hymnals and turn to number 31. We'll sing this as our call to worship. Now thank we all our God. You'll see that there are some German words on the next page. I'm going to ask you to sing this in a sort of multicultural way. You may choose your language today. So please stand and we'll sing Now Thank We All Our God.
Good morning. I seem to be standing up here in front of you a lot lately. Well, welcome this morning to our Thanksgiving service. And it's a lovely day today. We couldn't have asked for more. I'll just make one quick note to make sure that you all know that there's a potluck downstairs right after the service. So please join us in that fellowship. At this point in time, I'd like to ask if there are any guests that are here that would like to be introduced, or if you'd like to introduce any guests that are joining us today. No? Okay. That's all right. That's all right. So, at this point, I'd like to call out some announcements. Now, I was talking with Gary about this earlier, and he said, well, you know, point out those things that means something to you. And I think a lot of these things mean something to us. And one of the things I noticed is that we don't have as many prayer requests in the announcements this time around. So there is one for Erica Cron. And please keep her in your hearts. She's number one. And it's nice that we have such a low number of prayer requests for medical needs this time around. So this is very nice. Number five is the Church Council has put together a search committee for the youth worker position. It's not that the youth worker position isn't working right now. It's just we're revamping it a little. So we're going to try something a little bit new. And so please keep them in your prayers as they start that journey. Number seven, if NKNC is home to you and you were thinking about membership or you've been contemplating getting baptized, you're invited to contact Pastor Gary. And we would like to begin classes later this fall. And even if you simply want to sort of renew your understanding of our faith. That's another good way to do that. We have the community kitchen as well. The clothing fair, Tuesday, November the 4th. I'm sure Anne would love for lots and lots of clothing to arrive so that they can be donated and help out with community kitchen. As I said, looking at things that might draw you in. Number 11, the Westgate Mennonite Collegiate. The Parent Association is currently accepting orders for pierogies and farmer sausage. So that, I'm sure, is all near and dear to our hearts about pierogies and farmer sausage. So let, and of course, Westgate Mennonite Collegiate. So let Kim Zacharias know. She'll have some order forms available this morning. The other thing I thought was quite interesting in our announcements is the Explore Christian and Muslim Dialogue, Wednesdays from 10:30 to 11:30. That I thought was quite interesting. It's kind of, I don't know if it's just me, but I like to understand some of the differences between the way we, as God's people, regardless of faith, the way we look at God and how we interact with one another. So, are there any other announcements that anyone would like to make at this time that might not already be in the bulletin? Okay, so seeing none, we'll move on to our sharing time. If anyone has anything they might like to share at this point in time, then please feel free. Ingo has a mic.
Oh, hi. Is it on?
It is.
I'm Alfreda Gertz, and I want to be very thankful for the safe arrival of another addition to our family yesterday. She's 2 weeks late, but obviously it was for Thanksgiving. And then my granddaughter Jessica and her husband Matt Rohde had a little girl, 7 pounds, 14 ounces, and her name is Nora Elizabeth, and we're very thankful.
Wonderful, thank you. It's always nice to hear about the miracle that is childbirth. Anyone else have anything that they'd like to share? Oh, Linda, I believe. I can't quite see you. There you are.
Hi, Linda Titterton. It's not really sharing, it's more encouragement. Some of you may not have been able to bring something for lunch today, but I really want to encourage everyone to stay. I dropped some stuff off in the kitchen, and there's enough food for the entire community. So please do come down. No, don't feel that, oh, I didn't bring anything, I can't come. Please join us in fellowship.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Oh, just wait for the microphone there. Sorry, Linda.
I'm Nita Klein. I'm very happy to be today here because I couldn't for a long time join the church family. And I would like to thank you personally for all the prayers that with miracle happened that Hannah is in Bethania right now. And he says to say hi to everybody today, too.
Thanks. Okay. Last chance, if you have anything to share, before we move on to the prayer of God's people. Well, Charles.
I'm sorry, Gary, if this ends your career, but I want to be very thankful for you and for your friendship and your fellowship and everything you do for us and everything you do for me. So thank you so much. I don't know if my endorsement will help you, but
well, if it makes any difference, Charles, I will echo that. I will definitely echo that sentiment.
For Bethania, last Monday we had our fundraising for the spiritual care program, and some of you asked, would we actually be able to announce what we raised in terms of the funds? I don't have exact numbers. We will be putting it in our church bulletin and also on our website, but we did have a larger attendance this year. We're very thankful for all the donations, and it is right now looking like it's going to be just over 30,000, and we are most grateful for such generous donations for our spiritual program at Bethania. And don't forget that we will be having the Bethania Thanksgiving on the 19th. And any of you who are MBS members or would like to become Mennonite Benevolent Society members to support Concordia and Bethania, our AGM is going to be on Monday, October the 20th. Thank you.
Thank you, Lainey. Okay, so anyone else have anything else they'd like to share? Feel free. This is the place to do it. Okay, so we'll move on to the prayer of God's people. Please join me in prayer. Gracious God, may your Spirit give strength to all your people as they work and witness in your world. Unite us in your truth and love, and help us to show your love to others. We pray for those of your church family who are in hospital and personal care homes. We pray for all people, for places where there is war and famine in Ukraine, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria. May you grant our leaders and the leaders of other countries the wisdom to see that violence is not the path to peace. We pray for all those in Western Africa who are suffering with Ebola, and for those who have felt the call to risk their own safety to help those in need. We pray that they are successful in bringing this tragedy to a conclusion. We pray for the homeless and sick in our own city, that they may find peace in your salvation, your redemption, that they find a warm meal and a warm bed to keep them safe through the winter that is fast approaching. We give thanks for this place we call home, for this place of worship, for our families, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and for our fellowship and food that we will enjoy after this worship service. We know that it will nourish our bodies, and that it is you, Lord, your Son, and the Holy Spirit that will provide the nourishment that will keep us fed for eternity. God, please help us to love each other, regardless of where we are from or what we believe, because we are all your children and we love you, so shouldn't we love each other? We give thanks for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us and those throughout the world, and ask you to bring peace to those places where the blessings that you have bestowed are hidden by tragedy and war. Please grant us all the clarity to follow the path to peace, that your love for all mankind and our love for you and each other provides. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. At this point, we'll be doing the offering, and I'll let Carol announce the song.
Oh, yeah.
This morning's scripture reading will be from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 6 to 18, and I'm reading a bit of a modified version of that. It won't be exactly as it is in your bulletin. It's more adapted to today's life. It's essential that you keep the commandments of God, your God. Walk down the roads he shows you and reverently respect him. For God brought you into this wonderful land to share all it has to offer with the native people and the people in need all around the world. It is a land of rivers, streams, and rain for your crops, a land that will produce wheat, barley, and canola. And your gardens will produce potatoes, carrots, corn, and a lot of other things the gracious people of this land taught us. A land with incredible resources in gold, silver, and oil, with trees for lumber and pulp. When life is good, don't forget to praise God for all God has given you. Continue to live with God as part of your life. Continue to recognize God's hand in all things. Follow the teachings we have been given. Or when you have everything, a nice house, cars in the driveway, your own farm or business or a job with good benefits, and you plan your vacations to exotic places and store away money in RSPs and land and rental properties, and all your investments do well, then you will forget God. God, who was with the Mennonite people in Russia, and when life became intolerable, led us to this land. When the armies took all we had, and some were sent to hard labor, and we had to sneak out on boats and trains, then God moved Christians in America to send aid. Like MCC, and arranged for a way out and a place to go. Or other traditions where people had to run for their lives from their homeland, and God touched their hearts, the hearts of Christians, to open their doors even before they had seen them. It's tempting to say my determination, my brains, my hard work has given me all I have. I owe it to no one. Ah, but it is God who has given you the ability, the strength, and the mind to do it. Don't forget to praise God for all you have, for God has done this for you.
It's wonderful to be starting our Thanksgiving celebration this week. Gives us a bit of a jump on things. It feels a little bit like I'm standing in a garden here. I don't know, a Robert Schuller or something like that. Except for the glass. Something very special going on while we are here worshiping together. Sunday school has started. We have dedicated teachers downstairs. We've got a bunch of kids. We've got helpers and workers. We've got enthusiasm. There's a number of you that have signed up to pray, and I've heard back from some of you. You've emailed me and you said, I'm not going to forget. We're going to pray for our teachers and for our students. So good for you, because I pass that along to them and say, you're being prayed for. So don't forget to pray. Let's take a minute to bow before we take a look at the passage. Well, God, here we are in a Thanksgiving morning. At least it's our Thanksgiving. We are very grateful for what you have done. Be with us as we take a look at this passage and try to understand what it is that we need to do as we praise and thank you. Amen. On August the 5th, 1620, 102 people, two dogs and a cat, climbed on board the Mayflower, and they headed off for a new country and a new life. It was a pretty good trip. Only one person died. In those days, that was pretty good odds. And they got there, and they were very grateful. But it was a rough winter. They were not prepared for that. Half the people died that first winter. Come spring, some of the locals kind of gave them a hand figuring out how to raise gardens and what would grow there and what not. And things were looking really good. That fall, together with the native people, they had a great Thanksgiving celebration. Another boat came, 35 more mouths to feed, and the boat that brought them wanted food to head back, so they filled the boat with food, and they took a look at their stores and says, oh, I don't know. And winter came along, and things were pretty tight. In fact, they had to ration things. At one point, they were down to giving people, each individual got 5 kernels of corn. 5 kernels of corn. But they made it. They made it through, and after that, things went great. So that next year for Thanksgiving, they started a tradition. They sat down, and what they had on their plate to begin with was 5 kernels of corn. And that wasn't to remember the difficulty they'd gone through. Oh, poor us, look what we went through. It rather did 2 things. First of all, they remembered that God had given them something amazing, a new land, a place where they could worship in freedom, a place of hope, a place for the future. And secondly, God had walked with them through some difficult times in their life. And so these 5 kernels of corn brought them back to say, what is Thanksgiving? Well, I found that an interesting story, and not unlike the story that some of you have shared with me about how you were in Russia and things were tough. And there were times there wasn't extra food to eat. I know, Jacob, you have told me about there wasn't always enough food. Things got pretty thin. And then God brought you to this land. And a number of you, as I have visited, have told me Canada is the best place in the world. Look what God has given us. And the story, your story, brings you back there. The story of many of the refugees from different countries is the same. But some of us don't have that tradition. We don't have that story. And so some of us, when we think about what are we thankful for, we just think about, well, I guess I'm thankful for all the stuff in the spare room, all the things I don't need. We're thankful for all the stuff God has given us. But we don't remember back about what truly we have to be thankful for. Deuteronomy chapter 8, the people are ready to get into the promised land, and Moses says, whoa, 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 I've got a couple of things I need to say to you. 2 things I want to say to you before you get in there and start running around and forget stuff. Number 1, remember. Verse 6 to 9, remember. Remember why, what God has done to that you can thank him for, and what God wants in terms of relationship. And it's a beautiful passage. It's a bit of a rural thing. There's fields and crops. And God says, this is what I want to give you. I want to give you a place where you can worship, where you can enjoy life. But it doesn't talk about wealth and accumulation. It talks rather about freedom of worship. And it talks about hope. And it talks about relationships. And it talks about a future for you and your family. That's what I'm giving you, God says. And here's what I want. I want a relationship with you. I want you not to forget who I am. Well, again, that sounds pretty much like the story of people coming out of Russia or other places. And it's interesting that when we take a look at these stories of people coming into a land of refugees, it's not about superfluous things. It's not, oh God, I'm going to thank you when I finally have my 3rd car. And I've got tickets in my hand to Hawaii, then I will be grateful. It's the gratefulness that draws us into relationship with each other and with God. What God is saying to the people is, what I really want to give you, it's wrapped up in the Hebrew word shalom. You've all heard that? We usually just translate that peace, but it means much more than peace. The term shalom talks about well-being. Well-being in every area of our life. Well-being in our relationship with God. Well-being in our relationship with each other, well-being in terms of our health, in terms of our finances, in terms of everything. And God says, that's what I want to give you. Shalom. And so as we come on this, our Thanksgiving, we want to remember, what is it that we have to be thankful for? For what God has brought to our life. And it begins by saying thank you, which is why it's so appropriate that we celebrate communion. Thank you for what you have done in creating us to be in relationship with you. Thank you for the way that even though we turned our back on you, that you pursued us relentlessly. and through Jesus have invited us in to experience life and freedom and forgiveness, that you've given us the insight to connect with each other, to be generous with the things that we have. Remember, Moses says to the people. Secondly, verses 10 to 16, he says, and don't forget. Don't forget where you've been. It's so easy to forget where we have been. That's why in the Old Testament we see people, well, still today, people celebrating the Passover. Why? Because God says, I don't want you to forget that you were slaves in Egypt, and I brought you out. And it's not a story about your ancestors. It's your story. And the Passover is always celebrated as if we were the ones who experienced that from God. It's so easy to forget. I read an article not so long ago, probably all of you know about this. It's about third generation businesses. Have you read about this? People who begin a business, they pile all their time and energy into it. Every cent, they're careful. They do without things just to make sure the business goes. The second generation comes in and they've got the first generation breathing over their shoulder. And they go, yeah, we're careful with our money. Don't buy too many company vehicles, blah, blah, blah. And they kind of stay on track. The third generation has a sense of entitlement. Whatever. This has been going forever. This will work. And they get out there and they spend extravagantly and they don't invest and they don't care about their customers. And very often, third generation, down the tubes the business goes. Although since we've been reading about this article, people work a little harder on that third generation. The point is, we forget. We forget what it took to get us to this point. And it's the same thing with our lives. That God is saying to the children of Israel, do not forget that you were slaves. Do not forget that I led you through the promise, through the wilderness. Do not forget that I gave you this land. Do not forget that your focus is to care for God, to care for each other, to live generously for the people around you. And the way that they responded was by having a Thanksgiving celebration. They did that twice a year, actually. And everybody came in, they'd cut some grain from the field, they'd bring it in, and they would invite everybody around them, even the strangers passing through, go down to the Ramada and, you know, ring up all the rooms and say, we're having a Thanksgiving celebration, come on down, because God has a place for us all. And they came down and they remembered. They remembered why God had called them. They remembered what they had been through and that God had been there. Maybe we need to start the tradition too. The tradition of having five kernels of corn on the plate to say, where did we come from? What is our story? The writer of Deuteronomy ends with verses 17 and 18, and he says, you know, it's so easy to get it stuck in your head that it's all about you. You're so smart. You made such good investments. It's all about you. He says, no, no, no. It's what God has done. Remember that. I found a poem I just want to read for you. It's called Thanksgiving for Those Other Things. Thanksgiving for those other things, for troubles that shape and sharpen my patience, for doubts that let faith moments shine, for confusion that keeps my life from being rigid, for suffering that helps me share another's grief, for fears that mark real terror in the world, for pain that open my eyes to joy, for sorrows that open my hands to hope, for cross paths that morning break the tomb, for loneliness that leads me to the heart of God, for all these gifts by which I have become more human, I give thanks, and let my thanks reach out and embrace the daily small ingratitudes of my life. May God fill us in the midst of our life with its bumps, with a sense of joy and thanksgiving, remembering what God has done for us.
Gary and I were searching for a song that was upbeat for the end of his sermon, and we came up with Holly, Holly, Hallelujah. It might be new to some of you, but it's easy to learn. It's a Caribbean traditional song, and you should be having like steel drums and maracas and things like that. So if you have some keys in your pocket, you might want to jingle them. Okay, so I encourage you to sing The chorus is on one side. We'll start with that, and we won't do the repeat, and then we'll go to all the verses. And by the end, you should know it. Please stand if you wish.
Communion goes by many different names. We call it communion or the Lord's table or breaking the bread. In some circles, it's called the Eucharist. And Eucharist means thanksgiving. So when we think about the Thanksgiving meal, this is the true Thanksgiving meal. We gather at the table and we are reminded of what we need to be truly thankful for, or what we should be truly thankful for. That we have been created, as I mentioned a moment ago, to be in relationship with God. And that even though we have often pushed God away, God continues to love us and stops at nothing to invite us back in. That God in Jesus came and through his life and death and resurrection modeled for us what it means to be truly human, freed us from our addiction to sin, opened the door for us to once again be connected with God, and to hold hands with each other. Today, as we celebrate Thanksgiving as a church community, we are grateful for the things that we have around us, to be sure, for homes and food and jobs and comfort, but it is for the new life that we have been given in Jesus Christ, for which we are truly thankful, for the peace that we now have, which connects us with God and with each other, for the joy that underlies all of that what we do in life, for the hope that transcends even the world we live in, and for love of God, which flows not only into us, but through us to the world that we encounter. And so today, we come to this Thanksgiving table, a table to which we are all invited. The invitation is come, not because we must, because we may. Not because we are worthy, but because through Jesus' death on the cross, we are invited. not because we are strong, but because we are weak and in need of Him. Not because we are the same as others, because we have all become one in Jesus Christ. Come. You and I are invited to the table. Today we belong, together with our sisters and brothers around us. Come. As the caregivers come up to prepare to serve, if you'd like to come up along here, please, I'd like to give some brief instructions. The caregivers will be passing out the bread and the cup. Now, we take communion very seriously. The Bible invites us to do that. And so if there's something in your life and you're uncomfortable and you'd rather pass the cup and plate by, please feel comfortable doing that. But please also, not because you're worthy, because none of us are, we invite you to participate. For those who would rather, you'll find that in the plate there's gluten in the center. Today, for the wine, we are going to have juice. And I was going to try and pray over it and to turn it into wine, but I don't think I'm quite up to that yet. We'd also like to invite you to pass the peace. When Jesus was here after the resurrection, his words to people as he encountered them was, "Peace be with you." It was a greeting that Paul continued on, "May the grace and peace of God be with you." And so we'd like to invite you to do that as you pass the communion plate. It's something that has happened within the Christian church since the early church, that the peace of Christ was passed. So if you're comfortable, as you pass the plate, say, "The peace of Christ be with you." And the response, if you'd like, is, "And also with you." The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's pray. God, we remember in this Thanksgiving service the way that you have loved us so incredibly. We think of the way that you were willing to step away from heaven. You were willing to walk with us, to go to the cross, to find a distance between you and the Father. You have done that for us. We are very grateful. As we take this bread, we are reminded that you have not only broken your body for us, but you have invited us through this to become part of your body.
Just at his mercy endureth.
Has everyone who wished to participate been served? I give you this bread in Jesus' name. Take and eat it in remembrance of God's love and his call for us to be part of his body, the church. Let's participate together. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let's pray. What a wonderful Thanksgiving, God, that we can come remembering what you have done for us. Your blood was shed for us to invite us to be part of your new covenant of love. Thank you for the way that you continue to reach out and touch our lives, continuing to bring us back into relationship with you and with one another, filling our lives with hope and love, joy and peace. We come before you in gratitude this morning. Has everyone who would like to participate been served? I give you this cup in Jesus' name. Drink this in remembrance of Christ's death for us and the call to participate in the new covenant of love. Bread has been broken, the cup has been poured, the meal has been shared. We thank God for the way that he has touched our lives and called us to be his people.
Please take your hymnal, a worship book, and turn to number 459, 459. We will sing verse 1, 2, and 3. This will also maybe be a new song for you, I'm not sure, but the tune is quite catchy and easy to sing, so you may
Please stand if you're able for the benediction. My brothers and sisters, look for Jesus. Seek him as a treasure in this great wide world. Seek him in the eyes of your loved ones and in the eyes of strangers. May your heart burn within you as the Lord draws close to you this week. Go forth into the world in peace. Hold fast to that which is good. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Trust and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Today I am thankful for the choir and the musicians that we have here, and we've had a wonderful time practicing, at least I have. So that's a plug for the practice that happens next Sunday at 10 o'clock. Okay. The Old 100th Psalm tune can be found in your hymnal, number 42, A Change from the Bulletin. Please sing verse 1 and 2 with us, verse 1 and 2.
Okay.